There is two differences. First of all, when you have a revolution, the people who are leading the revolution are pressuring for fast actions. Actually, what the military council is announcing is that they will amend the 6 articles that President Mubarak suggested. So it is just amendment of the of 6 articles in the constitution, not drafting a new constitution. I think they find that this might be difficult now, and they want to transfer the matter to a later time when there is a parliamentary election, a president elected, then that would be the task of an elected parliament, a legitimately free, elected, unrigged parliament, not the job. And so what they are doing now is just concentrate on those 6 articles that deal with the election of the president and related articles.
So, Professor, how are people reacting to the appointment of a retired judge who has been tasked with proposing legal changes to the constitution? How are they reacting to it?
In the beginning, people they noticed that most of the members of this 10-member panel, do not include any Copts. And it also had a prominent former member of the MP from the Muslim Brotherhood, and a leading judge who is well known for his enlightened but poor Islamist ideas. But because this is not going to be a committee that is drafting the entire constitution, and its task is limited to 6 articles, there is, wait and see what they are going to do. And there are not much really chance you can play with the 6 articles in a way that would favor one ideology over the others. The articles are clear and deal with specific issue regarding the election of the President of the Republic. And so we don't expect the people are not really worried about it, except, of course, the coalition of the revolutionaries who wanted they had in mind the establishment of a constituent assembly that would draft a new constitution, and they didn't want to just waste time on patching an already failed constitution that had been destroyed by the revolution itself. Because when you have a revolution, you delegitimize the political system and the constitution.
Well, Professor Sadek, the committee or the panel has been instructed to amend all articles that it sees fit to guarantee democracy and the integrity of presidential and parliamentary elections. What are the expectations if indeed the military schedules the timetable for it?
The problem, of course, is that I don't think they will have a problem in drafting a very liberal and easy articles for inclusive of all political forces to participate. Independents and party members, they can participate. I think that would be the idea. The problem is that if you have elections in 6 months from now, when most of the liberal political forces had been undermined, the official political parties had been undermined by Mubarak, because Mubarak's game was that he doesn't allow any secular liberal opposition to appear, so that you have only the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood. And he would play this game with the West, telling them, if I am gone, the Ikhwan, the Muslim Brotherhood, would come. And the same game is also played domestically to scare secular forces and classes that if you don't support this corrupt regime, you will get the Muslim Brotherhood. I believe there are a lot of alternatives, and there are many forces that are emerging. And in the period of 6 months, we are already seeing a lot of popularity among the public opinion toward the revolutionaries and secular independence and many, many characters. For example, if you have today a presidential election in Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood declared openly they will not field any presidential candidate. And so the names that are popping up in the eyes of everybody are very well-known secular politicians, from Mohammed al-Baradei to Amr Musa, the Secretary General of the Arab League, to Ahmed Zuhail, the Nobel Prize winner. And all those candidates are very strong and stronger, far much stronger than any candidate that the Muslim Brotherhood could field. Therefore, there are no problems regarding the presidential election if it is done, like that now. And so it would depend on if they will do it now or not. They can do it. I think if it is a question of the presidential post, you can have secular president for sure. The Ikhwan do not have any powerful candidate, and they promise they will not, from the beginning, they will not have any presidential candidate. The problem is with the parliament. The parliamentary election, if we do not give a chance for more secular political forces to emerge, the Ikhwan may win, but I don't think they would win more than 15% to 20%. And they had themselves declared they will not try to win a majority in any parliamentary election at the time, because they wanted to, they don't want to scare people from them, and they don't want to scare the outside also from them. And so I think they will carry that. So if we have election, parliamentary election, presidential election, after 6 months, I don't think it will be a bad idea.
Well, Professor Sadek, some people are worried that since there was an orchestration to undermine secular political parties, 6 months will be too short to allow these parties to emerge and galvanize impetus to be able to win the hearts and minds of Egyptians to vote for their party in both presidential and parliamentary elections. What do you think about that?
There is a change in Egyptian political culture. And if you follow the Egyptian revolution slogans, they were saying openly, no to theocracy and no to military rule. And I don't think anybody would be interested in replacing a secular intelligence police regime with a theocracy or a military regime. And we still, even with political parties that are weak, you still have very popular independent seculars who can win on their own merit. And time just passes a little bit, you will have more seculars coming to the fore. The revolution that took place in Egypt, this democratic secular revolution, was led by the youth. And the youngsters do not want to see any restriction on their freedom. And so today I was talking to many youngsters, and I told them, do you want to see the Ikhwan? And they said, no, we were fed up from Mubarak and his ploys under pretext like protecting national security, and we don't want to replace him with people who are using religion to suppress people. And enough, we have seen theocracy and its failure in many neighboring countries like Iran and Sudan and Saudi Arabia. So why should we repeat a failed political system?